Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I am pleased to introduce Ben Willows. He is the CEO of UKSA you're in the Isle of Man, or Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight in Cowes, yeah, Cowes in the Isle of Wight, yeah.
You came across my social media because you had teamed up with another company to do an absolutely amazing initiative. We here at Yachting International Radio are very aware of the lack of diversity and inclusion, equality, et cetera, within the industry. It is moving steps forward, but initiatives like you have just taken and in partnering up with Edmiston is definitely heading in the right direction. Can you tell us a little bit about this initiative that you've taken on?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Rhea, for having me on. We're huge excited about this. And, you know, one of the core sort of founding principles of this organization, UKSA, is really about widening reach and opening opportunities for young people that wouldn't otherwise normally have those opportunities to really engage with and experience sailing and maritime activities, water sports, with a view to opening up pathways and opportunities for them to get into employment. So we've been doing that really successfully for about 30 years. We have about 10,000 students a year come through UKSA. And a significant number of our students that take on full-time courses end up going and working into the superyacht sector. And we've been growing and developing a relationship with Jamie and the team at Edmiston. And they've had a good look at what we were doing and really, really thought, well, actually, we could make a big difference here collectively, Edmiston and UKSA, to, as I say, to have a program of activity that reaches out into areas of the UK and talking about communities and people from diverse backgrounds, low socioeconomic groups that wouldn't ever normally even consider getting on a boat or going paddleboarding or getting into the marine activities, whatever that may be, giving them a program of activity where step by step, slowly, you can make ripples into those areas of the communities and actually convince them and persuade them that there's some really fantastic career options, opportunities, and jobs out there in the maritime sector, and specifically within super yachting. And Edmiston have been really taken by this. And, you know, full credit to them for fully supporting this project, getting behind this organisation, and specifically getting behind opening up opportunities for more young people from diverse backgrounds and getting them employed in the yachting sector. And I think that's something that everyone who knows the yachting sector recognises, that there isn't a huge amount of diversity there. And we, as a youth organisation, we've got access to the right types of young people and groups that wouldn't normally be attracted to this sector. And Edmiston are helping us with the funding and the vehicle to do that. So, you know, we are massively excited about this. Edmiston and us, we've committed to doing this for 1 year specifically, and then with a view to taking this on to 5 years and beyond, because I think we both organisations recognise just only doing it for 1 year, we will get some success, but we won't get some really longevity and traction to get to those communities and get people coming through. And actually, what we really need is, after a couple of years of doing this, we need some great case studies and some great ambassadors where those young people can go back to their communities and where they've come from and talk with passion about how well the program works and what fantastic job opportunities there are out there to pull more people through the system. So, we're, as I say, hugely grateful to Edmiston and really excited to be leading on the project.
What is the average age range of people and kids that you're bringing through the program then?
So the age range will probably start from about 13 to 14. And so the project, I'll just briefly explain. The project program is going to work in three phases. The first phase will be working with younger children around that sort of 13 to 14 age bracket. And the first part of their program will be to bring them down to what we call a residential stay with us here in Cowes. So we've got a 370-bed residential site where we do huge amount of water sports, keel boating, sailing, paddle boarding, kayaking, all of those sort of adventure water-based activities. So we will take a few hundred children from the targeted backgrounds that we're looking to try and attract, and they will come probably for many of these children, it will be the first time they've ever left home, they've ever been outside the postcode area that they've grown up in. They'll come down here and spend a residential stay with us for a few days. We'll get them on the water, having the time and adventure of their lives. And then from that group, what we will then do, stage two, will be inviting children down from the sort of 14 to 18 age bracket to come on a five-day, what we've called the Sea Change Foundation program. And we're going to run those in the school holidays. And that's going to be about, actually, come and stay with us for 5 days. And that's all we're going to be about, looking at what the super yacht sector has to offer. We will have Edmiston engaged in that program. We'll be talking to them about life at sea, all of those things, to get them really motivated and engaged for the next section. And the final section will be the Edmiston Super Yacht Crew Training Course, which will be 5 weeks long, fully residential, all-inclusive training. So we will be doing 5 weeks of crew deck training, and the back end of that, the outcome of that program will be getting young people employed in the super yacht sector.
Well, I have spoken to some foundations in the past. I mean, I've been dealing with the New Zealand Sailing Trust, and you know, I also spoke to some of the kids that have gone through the program. What an amazing experience for some of these kids. These kids have grown exponentially in a very short period of time. There is something about not only sailing, but being on the water that creates a different being entirely. Some of these kids come from such disadvantaged backgrounds. To learn how to be part of a team, to learn that it isn't just about them, that there is more out there, that the more that they can do as a team and working together, the results are phenomenal. Is this what you see within your organization?
Without a doubt. And I think, you know, we the qualification side of this is one part. I think actually the bigger part is actually the life skills and the soft skills that people pick up from being out on the water. As you picked up on there, working as part of the team, being in a completely new environment that these young people will have not experienced before. And it's a leveler, you know. It doesn't matter whether they're, you know, good academically, bad academically, good at sport, bad at sport. You know, at school, they fall into their particular groups. When you first put people out on the water that have never done it before, everyone's on the same playing field. Everyone's got to work together. And you see those young people who normally might be sat at the back of the classroom, who don't normally engage. Some just come completely outside of their shell and start to blossom. And I think, you know, that's one of the key parts of this organisation. You know, we have... We're a maritime organisation. We focus on being on the water, but actually what we're really developing more than anything is those soft skills, those life skills. We're getting people, I was saying this to someone earlier, you know, one of the key parts of this programme is getting people ready for employment. And that's not just the qualification, that's about making sure that, you know, they are ready from a team point of view. You know, going and working, as we all know, going working on boats, you've got to work in fairly close quarters. You've got to be part of a team. You've got to be able to have those human soft skills. And that's a key part of what this program and this organization focuses on. You know, we've got a great mentoring team that works with students individually. We've got a welfare support team where we talk to them about, you know, how to, you know, be a really good human being on board and be part of that team and develop those skills. So, yeah, I think that's a significant part of this program. It's not just about getting their feet wet. It's about getting them ready for employment and developing those skills that come with being out on the water.
Well, I think what a lot of people have to understand as well is that it is potentially the chance to change someone's life completely, to take them from the idea that they would end up in a life of crime or otherwise, because they feel like they're useless. They feel like there's nowhere they can go or nothing they can do. You put them out on the water and all of a sudden they see how big the world really is and what the potential is for them to become. And you are providing that opportunity.
That's absolutely right. You know, we've got a, just looking out the window now, actually, we've got a group of young people here with us this week who have been, you know, long-term unemployed, and having a really, really difficult time in their lives, aged between sort of 18 and 24, and giving them an opportunity to get out on the water, try something new, spark, you know, igniting that spark in their life, and then giving them the opportunity that we provide with funders to give them funding to come on to professional training courses to get them into employment. Now, that's transformation, life-changing. And it sets them off in the direction and that they can then be resilient and stand on their own 2 feet. And I think that's a significant part of why, Edmundston chose to work with us. And as I say, we've been doing this for a very long time. And specifically, we want to try and get more of these young people who are hugely talented, they just don't have the opportunity, going and working in the superyacht sector with Edmundston's help. So, it's an amazing thing. And as I said right at the beginning, just very grateful for Edmundston backing the program and giving us the opportunity to do this for so many young people.
Where are you getting these kids from? Like, can they apply to be part of the program? Does somebody have to recommend for them to be part of the program? Where do you find these kids?
It's interesting, actually, and it will probably differ a little bit for different individuals. But we already work with about 200 different schools and groups that come and visit UKSA on a sort of annual basis. So we will work automatically with those types of groups and schools. And we've already briefed them and talked to them about this program. So they will help us because they know their children and young people best. They will help us identify deserving young people and children from within their own organizations and schools. We also have an outreach officer, so we will be going out to communities and talk to community groups and targeting the areas where we think we could get really good traction with young people. And we also work with a whole host of different partner organisations, like the Prince's Trust in the UK, UK Youth. There's a whole host of different great youth charities in the organisation that are already trying to find pathways of support for young people that are in their care. For different individuals. So we've got a big outreach program, as I say, going on at the minute to try and, one, engage with communities, schools, other partner organisations so that they understand the program and start pushing people to come and inquire and talk to us. And then we will go through a phase of making sure, because one of the things we want to do here is we want to get success. So we want to make sure that we've got people who are deserving and motivated to come and do this and really want to try and make a difference and turn around their lives. So there's a number of different factors going on there. I think once we get to the point of selecting, so that the young people that do come on to the crew training, professional crew training course, we will do a sort of interview selection process with those young people with Edmundston, because we really want we want those young people to feel like that they are having to work for this, and there is actually something that they've got to really commit to and really work hard at, because the opportunity they're being given is absolutely fantastic. They've been giving all of this professional training, they're being funded onto the program, so I think there should be an element of selection and an interview just to make sure we're getting the right young people onto the program. And we'll do that with Edmundston as we start to recruit people onto the professional side of the training.
Well, you know what? I mean, it sounds absolutely amazing. And just reading about it and now speaking with you, I wish you all the best of luck. And hopefully it continues on forever.
Yeah, well, we certainly hope so. And I know already since we sort of made this announcement with Edmundston last week, there's already been a number of people that have been onto the page and donated to put some more money into the fund, which is just fantastic. And I think, a big credit and thank you to yourselves, because people like yourselves getting this message out there into the sector, I hope, will attract other people to, come on board and support Edmundston with their fundraising efforts to try and get this program funded, as you rightly say, for way beyond 5 years and just keep it going. Because this is not something, as I think I said at the very beginning, it's not something you should just do once, because you'll do it once, you might get some good news stories, you might get a couple of people supported into employment, but actually that does not get any systemic change. What we need to do is get ripples of support out into these communities and out into young people to make them know that these types of programs are out there, there's funding, there's opportunity, and we've also, at the other side, we've got to have the sector willing and wanting these young people to come in and be employed. It's working at both ends of what is a really wide spectrum at the moment. There's a big gap between those two things at the moment. What we're trying to do is play a part in the middle to bring those young people in, and with Edmundston support, getting them supported into employment. And the more people that hear about this and get on board and try and support Edmundston and us through this program, the better chance there is of this going on for many more years to come.
Well, and diversity is something that is sadly lacking within the yachting industry. And if your program is helping to change that for the future, There's only good things that can come of it. That was going to be my next question, actually, was if somebody wants to help with this program, what can they do? How can they help?
Right. Well, we have we've got an Edmiston page on our website at www.ukssa.org. It's on the front page. There's an Edmiston page. There is details about the program on that page. There is also a link to donate and support. And there's also some contact information. So if you'd like to make contact and talk to either myself or one of my team, we can tell you a little bit more detail about the program and whether it's something you'd like to get behind on a regular annual basis, which would be fantastic, by the way, or it's something you'd just like to make a pledge and donate to support just once. The information's on there. And as I say, there's contact information as well, which you can give us a ring and we'd be very, very glad to hear from you.
Well, you know what? I encourage everybody to reach deep down and definitely support this program because it's great for the youth and you know, to take a look at the next generation and hopefully create a better yachting community as a result.
Yeah, thanks, Ria. And again, huge thanks to you to helping promote this and get this out to your listeners. You know, the wider we can spread this news, the better. So thank you very much.
We're always here for you. Once again, you've been listening to Ben Willow, CEO of UKSA Academy. We have been talking again about the new foundation, Edmiston Foundation Inclusivity Program. I encourage you to go to all the details listed below this interview and donate, help, contact, do whatever you need to do. You've been watching another episode of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.